All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome one and all to this second quarantine episode of the pandemic of 2020. I'll be your host, Mr. Black. And today joining me via quarantine phone list, I have two special guests. I have Mr. Fitz with me, and again back with us is Miss Jinx. Say hello to the family folks around the world, apparently.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I was just checking the stats out, actually, on Anchor, and being heard in France, Canada, Australia, Germany, England. I haven't made it into, like, the other planets yet. Apparently, they have a geographic list, and the nine planets are listed. They do include Pluto as a planet. Yes, 2020 Pluto for planet again. I love the Pluto argument. I love the Rick and Morty episode with that, you know, where they take Jerry and bring him to Pluto, and Pluto is a planet. Yes, Pluto is a planet.
Aww.
So how is every?
Did I miss something? Did they kick Pluto out of the planetary thing again?
They kicked Pluto out at one point, and then we're like, oh, no, Pluto's not a planet. And then they brought it back, and then they kicked it out again. And then it was on the fence. Apparently, there was some under-the-table bargaining where Pluto was caught red-handed sending emails to the Russians and China. So apparently it was a
Pluto's actually behind the coronavirus.
Yes, Pluto is responsible for the it's actually the Plutonian virus, and it was started by people in Pluto. So the Plutonians. Yeah. Plutonians. What are you? I'm a Plutonian. Wait, you have plutonium in your body? No. I come from Pluto. So a couple quick things. I want to say what's up to my buddies that are listening on from the X Rejects Alliance on Marvel Strike Force. Thank you guys for tuning in and checking me out. Hope everybody's being safe there. Anybody wants a good YouTube channel to go listen, check out the Attic Dweller and the Tig and Eric Live from the Quarantine podcast YouTube channel, podcast channel. Go check out our friends, mine and Fitz's friends, Tig and Eric, while they rant about old shit, a lot of old shit. Last night they did a live cast. They were playing, one of the guys was playing Jaws. The original Nintendo version of Jaws, it was hilarious watching him beat it in 20 minutes. He's the first person I've ever seen do a speedrun of Jaws and beat Jaws in about 25 minutes.
Wow.
So, but yeah. So has anybody been watching anything lately, movie wise? Keeping busy, trying to keep occupied.
Video games, but that's what my house does all day.
Video games, yes. Animal. Everybody's addicted to Animal Crossing right now.
Animal Crossing. Well, you know, my oldest was on last night under my account, and yeah. I was like, yeah, it wasn't me.
Yes, hijacking you, which you have to visit my island so I can give you bamboo.
Oh, good, yes.
Yes, I have lots of bamboo. So, Mr. Fitz, you were in, you were pretty much work in one of the worst areas in all of Ocean County right now.
Ocean County, even though technically I'm in Monmouth.
Well, you are. You're on the border. You're on that philosophical border of Monmouth and Ocean.
Yeah.
Literally, you're a stone's throw outside of Ocean County.
Yep.
So,
So what I've been doing when I'm not being essential is catching up on Clone Wars.
Yes, Mr. Fitz is a he is an essential person because he sells auto parts. So he works for one of those big auto part conglomerates, and he is an essential person because apparently mechanics are essential personnel. Which is great. That is true because the cops and firefighters and EMTs all need to, their garages need to be open. They need to get their equipment fixed. So yeah, you're essential. You should have luck.
Yeah. The problem is all the people that shouldn't be on the road are still coming out.
Yeah. Well, that's because certain people, yeah. like I stated on the last episode, certain people who are ignoring things, really are just fucking stupid and of course, I'm one of those people who really thinks that if they would step the just listen to the rules, follow the three simple rules. Social distancing, which is what, 6 feet away? Yeah. And I've seen awesome like memes and stuff about that. There's a garage that did big inflatable like truck tires around them.
Tires.
Yeah. That was awesome. That video's been going around like Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. I saw the other was Shirt Punch. I gotta throw a shout out to them. I probably don't listen, but I just got my t-shirts from them yesterday. So I got my Seventh Heaven t-shirt, which is, if anybody knows Final Fantasy VII, it is the headquarters for the Avalanche group, which is the group that you're pretty much like terrorizing Midgar with in Final Fantasy VII, which I so cannot wait for the remastering to come out because I've been playing the demo and it's great.
We pre-ordered it. Pre-ordered here.
So did I.
Yeah, me too.
I beat the demo and went pre-order.
Yeah, I beat the demo and I pre-ordered it the next day, and now I'm hoping I can pick my copy up in April 10th if it comes out that day, if they actually open up stores and stuff. But yeah, so I literally have a whole bunch of crap that I pre-ordered that I'm going, yeah, I don't want the workers to have to go into work and deal with this, because I've been in there when some of the, how shall we say, less hygienic people have walked into that store.
It's like a mini convention.
Oh, no, it's bad. Like, when you are up at the counter, and I've been talking to people, and, you know, I'm talking to the person ringing me up, and we're asking about whatever's coming out. And when that person, that group of a couple people who are unhygienic, and you can smell them from the entrance of the store about 50 feet away, that's the type of people I'm talking about. Who I don't think have either, I don't think they've either washed, showered, or, you know, even like washed their clothes in probably 3 months. But yet they got enough common sense to get up, come out, and infect the populace with their disgusting germs and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I did retail for too many years on different levels. I also worked for a video game store. Yeah, it's gross. I will not forget the Christmas rush, and these people brought their kid in the store. I guess he wasn't feeling well because he just turned around on that nice carpet that they have in there for some reason and vomited. They vomited everywhere, and then they just walked out.
Oh, not even like, oh, we'll help clean this up. No, we got to go.
No, nothing. They put their stuff down on the counter and walked out. It was like, oh, okay, just leave it here, I guess. Yeah. I mean, cool.
Wait, it's the holidays. I have a gift for you.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. And you know how small those stores can be.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And childlike vomit is almost like, I want to say like some children have that like potpourri of like candy canes and stuff during the holiday seasons, but then you just get those kids that have like formula throw up, and that's disgusting.
Oh, this one was in particular, I'll never forget. It was like combination of chicken noodle soup and SpaghettiOs.
Oh, and SpaghettiOs when they go rancid are in and of themselves just, they smell horrible.
Terrible. Maybe it's just my kids. I doubt it. But when they vomit, they have, like, good spatter patterns. Like, I'm like, how did you throw up on the floor and get it on the ceiling at the same time?
Practice.
Oh, God. Yeah, practice. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Yep. So. Yeah. But, and the other thing I can't stand is boob money. Please don't ever try to hand me boob money.
Yeah. Oh, the stripper wallet. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's always great. You know people when they're hold on one second. Wait, I think I got $3. Where are you pulling it out of? Oh wait, I gotta, and they reach in their bra, and it's not like and guys and girls, because we don't discriminate, because everything goes both ways here. We're in the fucking modern society where men like men, women like women, men like women, women like men, but you get these women, these like fucking people who they keep money in their bra, like, and I mean like deep in their bra.
bottom.
Down the bottom. It's like, oh, it down fell. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I got a 20 down here. It's like, what, did you just go get a lap dance by, like, the reverend, and he slipped a 20 in your boob?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? And they do it particularly. I understand why, being a girl, I know why. In particular, people try to pay with boob money in the summertime.
I mean, oh, that's nasty.
That's foul. It's wet. It's wet when it touches your hand. It's gross.
It's wet. It smells like God knows what, you know, three-day-old chicken. Oh. Some people are just... I mean, and I can see why we're in the state we're in with this whole situation, because people do not know, honestly, the hygiene is a big fall off, especially for this country. You know, you people who just openly sneeze, openly cough. And even now, it's like you got a mask on. I've seen people, I've gone out to the local convenience store for trivial things like gas and coffee. So,
yeah.
And it's like, I walked in there the other day, and it's like a person in a mask on, and they're still, like, coughing. It's like, great you have a mask on. That's awesome that you're taking the initiative. You're missing out on two big things, though. One, cover your goddamn mouth. And if you're coughing that bad, why the fuck are you outside of your car? And the other person they came with is sitting in the vehicle, which is even better. Like, if I go out, and I'm not feeling good, and because of this, I have spoke about this before. I do have a serious medical condition. I have a bad heart. So someone like me is doing the right thing and trying to be safe. I have a mask so that I don't get infected. I actually got it delivered on Wednesday. It is a black and red digital camo mask. I literally got asked when I walked into the local convenience store, is like, where are you going next? Rob a bank? And it's like, no, I'm actually going to rob the liquor store because they're closer and I know they're open.
Right. Apparently they're considered essential as well. And I kind of agree with that one.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that, because they are a necessity, especially for parents now who have to stay home and homeschool their children, as we talked about on the last episode.
As we just joked about before, you cannot sip mommy's soda.
No, you cannot have a drink of mommy's glass. There's rum in there, or wine, right, or God knows what. I know yesterday we were talking, when I stopped at the local convenience store, they were chuckling and all talking about needing brownies and edibles.
Don't blame them, I really and don't.
I was like, yeah, I agree with that 100%. You guys should get compensated somehow. I mean, it's great that they are taking the steps that they need to, you know, to try to stop the spread of this. They stopped being able to refill your drinks with your own cups. They stopped at, Quick Check is taking leaps and bounds. They are not letting you use the fountains.
Same with Wawa. No fountains, okay. No, you know, button pushing coffee either.
Yeah, so it's like, it's great because you go up and you have to ask them. It reminds me of the old school stores when you used to go and have to order a drink and you talk to the person behind the counter instead of just being like, pay, you know.
Oh, yeah, actually having to deal with people.
And it's, communication. Communication. And you understand the people who don't have it. But one observation I did make in the last couple of days, I go there almost every day to get my coffee, but to get other stuff, like stuff to drink, bottles of water and stuff like that, I was noticing people would walk up and there's six touchscreens, and it's great because you see people and they're actually being courteous. So you have three people using three out of the six screens, and they're not using the ones like right next to each other. So they're about like 10 feet apart using the touchscreens, which is great. But the other funny thing is when people are waiting now, they're not all like conglomerating around the area to pick up. You have everybody kind of stationed and they're like kind of measuring out what by the eye, like 6 feet.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are getting it, which is nice. But
yeah, can we keep it that way? Because I never enjoyed feeling the guy's breath on
the back of your neck. Yeah.
While I'm trying to pick up my sandwiches, like, good dude.
Yeah, you have those guys who are just like, yeah, I'm waiting like for that, my...
Like that kid, what is that, that kid from Hey Arnold?
You know, it's like the it's like Mr. Mole guy from The Simpsons, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And just breathing on you, like.
Yeah, it's really funny with people though. It's like they come in, and my biggest thing is the people who are elderly. Like, listen, I know you got grandkids. I know you've probably done a ton of shit for your grandkids. Have them come in for you. You know, and they come in, some of them come in dressed like they're dressed for the apocalypse and the plague. You know, mask, hat. I've seen one lady, she had like a hoodie on, a mask on. She had, not only did she have surgical gloves on, she also had like regular winter gloves over them. And I'm going, all right, you know, there's being cautious and then being way overboard.
Yeah.
You know, I understand the gloves because it's transmitted. It stays alive on metal a lot longer and wood a lot longer as opposed to plastic. So I understand the touch aspect of it. But, like, seriously, you're literally going way above and beyond here to try to protect yourself. I mean, next is what? Plastic wrap? I'm waiting for those memes to come out next, like guys walking around in plastic wraps.
Oh, boy. Well, I've already seen
that meme.
What's that?
A guy walking down the street, and he's in one of the bubbles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the hamster balls?
The new walking gear.
Oh, the hamster ball. The human-sized hamster ball, yeah. That's going to be the next step, is everybody's going to be rolling. Instead of getting cars, we're just going to walk around in the hamster balls.
Bubbles.
So,
yeah, hamster ball.
But it's got to have the cool thing in the middle. It's got to have like a seat so you can run your feet on it and it can spin the ball and you can sit down and roll.
Yeah, definitely. I have to say, thank God my kids, even at their younger age of like 10 and 8, they have they've been blessed with my sense of humor because, as you know, my son's birthday is coming up. It's the first week of April. And he's going to turn 8, and he's kind of sad. There's no birthday party this year. We were going to do bowling party or something. And the family is a little sad because nobody can come out. And we were making a joke with him the other day. I said, well, you know, if mom could buy your party guests, every single one of them a hazmat suit, we would have the biggest party we could.
And it'd be great because what you do is at that point, you fill the hazmat suits with helium.
Yeah.
And everybody can run around, talk like fucking chipmunks.
You're hired for party planning.
See, that's the thing. Is like, Mr. Black's party planning service, hazmat suits with helium. So you'll get, adults will get high and lightheaded, and children will run around screaming like chipmunks.
Not that they need their voices to be any more high-pitched.
Yeah, and dogs everywhere will be shrieking with pain. Why are the dogs in the neighborhood all howling? The kids down the street are having a hazmat party.
Yeah, they're having a hazmat party. Come to the party. Your parting gift is a hazmat suit. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. You, it's the only place you get parting gifts. Thank you for coming. Have a hazmat suit.
Right. I feel like maybe in the front where I have the overhang, I should just enclose that, like the scene from AT where you have to walk in and you get blown with, like,
the pressurization area. Yeah, the decontamination area. Hold on, wait a second. Yeah. You know.
Hold on. Yep.
So,
exactly.
But, I mean, you have some movies, like E.T. is one of the greatest movies I think they've ever made. But they've edited the shit out of that over the years. And I want an original cut where the FBI guys still have the guns and they're pointing at E.T. and the kids up in the sky, you know. Not, we CGI'd it out and gave them radios. And then that's even bad, too. Now they can't have radios. They're just the one guy's hands pointing, and it looks all discombobulated. You know?
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a bad... I mean, they've PC'd so much shit. It makes me laugh, because it's like, we've digressed from the 80s to the 90s. It's gotten it was bad, and now it's really bad with them editing shit. I know certain movies they were talking about, even like older ones that were shot, where they were trying to, they put a request in if they should of New York, if they should CGI out the World Trade Center. And I remember a lot of movies petitioned that, their studios and companies said, no, we want to leave them in as an homage to the towers. But some movies actually said, yeah, change them. Some TV shows went back and edited some of their archive episodes to edit out the towers and put like the Freedom Tower in there and stuff, just to be, you know, kind of keep the timeline right for where they were. But I was laughing. I'm going, why would you do that? Why would you go back for something like that? I mean, you know, but again, these are the, everybody's so worried about everybody else's feelings. And in the movies, a lot of the older movies, it's great. I mean, there's Easter eggs, like with the new Spider-Man game. There's an Easter egg in there. If you like look at the building, the Freedom Tower from a certain angle, you actually, they put the reflection of the Twin Towers in there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's a great little Easter egg. And Fitz, I think me and you both found that, right? Did you find that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that was
cool. A lot of cool stuff in that game.
Oh, that game is ridiculously, like, the detail in that game is so nuts. You literally feel like you're swinging around like Spider-Man in New York City.
It's on my to playlist.
It's on your to playlist? It's my to playlist.
So worth it.
Oh yeah, I would go back through, and since stuck at home, I've been playing some other games. Of course, I talked about Doom and Borderlands last episode, and Animal Crossing up again. But I started playing Horizon Zero Dawn.
Zero Dawn.
Yeah,
it's another awesome game.
And
I just downloaded the Witcher. I think it's like three games, so yeah. I'm gonna play through that.
Yeah, have fun.
Prepared for a lot of time.
Yep.
Well, I have a lot of time when they sleep, so
yes.
It's fine.
Yes. Yeah, The Witcher's a wild series. I started playing the first one, and I got through the first one. I started playing the second one, and they changed so much crap when my character carried over. I was like, wait a second. What the hell's going on here? I'm confused. Because it was supposed to be.
I heard how cool it was, and then I heard how much of a time sink it was, and I was like, I don't have that time.
Yeah, well, you who.
I'll just listen to people.
Yeah, well, here, for a little background for Mr. Fitz, he is actually a platinum whore junkie. So he plays PS4 like I do.
The last game I platinum was Fallen Jedi. And before that, I don't remember the last one I platinum.
Every other game that you've owned that didn't have online ability for platinuming.
No, not true. There's a lot of them I just started giving up
on. Oh, finally. Yeah, I remember every other week you're like, I platinum this one. It's like, dude, seriously. How are you? Like, you're literally. Yeah, I found every Joker trophy. I did. I'm like, seriously? Like, no, I did every race.
It was bad for a while, but I stopped.
Bad for, oh, thank God. Yeah, I mean, his player score is like over 1 million. I mean, come on. What are you, like, level 40 now?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, look at your PlayStation next time you boot it up and tell me what level you are. I think I'm 29. So,
I'll boot it up now.
Yeah, boot it up right now and just check it out. So, but yeah.
I couldn't tell you because I have to share a PlayStation with, you know, three kids. And
three kids and a husband, so... Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't even know. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. So, but no, the greatest thing ever. I mean, the best thing about this is the fact that, yeah, a lot of people can catch up on things. I've read stuff where, like, yeah, they're catching up on series and shows that they wanted to watch, and because they're stuck home. Because,
okay, so before we go any further,
oh, here we
I'm
go.
Only level 21, and I only have 13 platinums.
All right, okay.
Only
13 platinums. I think
only
I have
I
two.
I have 3,291 of the bronzes.
Yeah, of course. Now go on and hit mine up. Yeah, go on and hit mine up, and what what's the comparison there? So,
let's see.
Here he goes. Yes, you heard it here, folks. We're comparing trophies on the PS4. So.
Oh, there you are.
Yep, there I am.
We're the same level.
Oh, okay. Shit.
You're actually further along than me.
Am I really?
You're 79% towards level 22.
Okay, well, I've been busy.
I'm only 24.
Okay, well, I've been busy. So, I've been hammering away on Doom. And I beat Borderlands. So, but it's
Okay. You have 4,131 bronzes, 644 silvers, 139 golds, and only 3 platinums.
Yeah, 3 platinums. And I think the 3 platinums are like Borderlands is the one me and you platinumed together. And then I think I platinumed like 2 stupid games like that were like real easy to platinum. So, yeah, I really didn't. A lot of times I didn't even know. I was like, oh, I got all the trophies. Great. I still have a lot of shit to do in the game.
Look, mine don't count because I play like Harvest Moon and stuff.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. You know, we play Final Fantasy. Come on.
You can't not play Final Fantasy.
No, Final Fantasy is one of those games that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Final Fantasy VII is one of the greatest games on the original PS1. And it was hours. It was 2 discs, and you spent pretty much probably the better part of 80 to 100 plus hours trying to get everything you possibly could have unlocked.
I just remember failing to get Knights of the Round.
I actually had Knights of the Round.
Now, see, I love Final Fantasy VII. I can't disagree with that. But one of my favorite ones to play was like Final Fantasy IX.
Is that
one? That was fun.
Is that the one with the with the ball with the fucking?
It had the card game in it, and the character, he had the little tail sticking out.
Yeah, it was the more. It went seven, and then it went 8, which was the more like realistic, quote unquote.
Yeah.
One, and then 9 went back to more of a cartoony because it had Vivi, the one that looked like the black mage from Final Fantasy 1.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Vivi.
Yeah. And it didn't have.
I loved that.
It didn't have that ball game, the Blitzball.
No.
Blitzball should have been a standalone game in and of itself. They should have developed because that game was so much fun to play.
I mean, they should have. I mean, they made a game, Chocobo Racing, so...
Yeah, I know somebody made it like a PC mod where you could play Blitzball. And
that's cool.
I think it only lasted for a little while because, of course, Squeenix put a cease and desist on them.
Of course.
So, you know, like the whole big company thing and corporate fucking trade rights and all this other shit and...
You're only allowed to have your fun if we make it.
Yeah, you're only allowed to have your fun if we make it and you pay for it. You know, none
That's
of this
right.
free stuff. No, nothing can be free. Soon they're going to start charging us for fucking air. So I'm waiting for that fucking that guy to come out and go, yeah, I got a new business plan. We're going to charge people fucking to breathe.
You know? Dr. Seuss already covered that in The Lorax.
Yeah, well, Dr. Seuss covered a lot of weird shit, so... Dr. Seuss, I mean, you got to think of this, and it's a good it's actually a good transition. Dr. Seuss is one of the most fucked up children's books ever.
Yeah.
Because he covers things like death, adoption, you know, things, and he does it in a funny way. Yeah, granted, I mean, he did Cat in the Hat, and he did fucking One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, but other things he covered are like, yeah, you know, he talks about death. He talks about, you know, basically genocide. And then, you know, he talks about fucking robbery. You know, the Grinch.
The Grinch. I love the Grinch.
The Grinch is the greatest thief in the world. I mean, come on.
I'm married to the Grinch, so I gotta love
him. You're married to the Grinch?
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Big furry guy with green skin.
Well, he might not be furry, but he definitely has the Grinch qualities.
Oh, yeah?
That's his costume.
That's
his off-season.
It's the off-season. Yeah, that's
the off-season.
I need to get a tan. I'm feeling a little green.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I came up with a movie list, a couple of good movies, with slightly apocalyptic undertones.
Which means I probably haven't seen them because apocalypse movies give me anxiety attacks.
All right, well, we'll see. So it's a trilogy. Okay. Well, it's what a lot of people are calling a trilogy. So because it's the same two characters, the same two main characters in all three movies, but the majority of the characters in the movies or actors are also in the other movies. So that would be Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The End of the World.
Oh, I did see those. Forgive me.
Or the world. I'm sorry. The World's End. So
okay, the only one I haven't seen yet is The World's End.
You haven't seen The World's End, really?
No.
Oh my God, you'd love it. It's a drinking movie.
Are you trying to say something?
No. I'm not. I'm not trying to say you have a problem. Hi, my name is Fitz. I have a problem. Hi, Fitz. Yes, this is actually an AA meeting. We're doing it. Yeah. This is an AA intervention.
No.
Unfortunately, the person who should be getting the intervention will never get that help. But whatever he wants, that's his life to be in, his choice, his path. Whatever he wants to do is fine, you know. But yeah, those are the three movies because you got to think about it. Shaun of the Dead, they literally talk about it being a pandemic that the zombie apocalypse is happening. So I'm waiting for the second half of this to turn into remove the head from the neck and shoulders of the disembodied corpse to come up on the TV screen. But I mean, Hot Fuzz. Yeah, Hot Fuzz is another good one because it's basically, you know, it's one of those movies where it's you think it's going to be one way and it goes completely sideways real fast.
Oh yeah,
and
it does.
The World's End. The guy starts off in a mental institution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're gonna transfer you because you're too good of a police officer. You just can't make people go away. Yes, I can. I'm the head commissioner. It's like, what?
I'm sorry, I love the swan. I have a lot of love
the
for
the swan. Yes. 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 What's your name? Peter? Yes. Yes, Mr. Staker. Piss Taker. Come on. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Staker. What does it look like again? Yes, it's a swan. But yeah,
you can't talk to Mr. Grinch about this because he does not understand that comedy.
It's British humor. British humor is very dry.
And I watch a lot of British stuff. So yes. I mean, back from my granny with Monty Python and Fawlty Towers,
Mighty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh my God, that's Life of Brian.
He doesn't understand it. Hey. He does not get it. He walks away every time I put like Hot Fuzz on or any of those. He's like, oh God.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things where that's literally a movie that is so funny.
It is.
But if you're not into that humor, then it's very hard. But did you get him to watch Paul?
He did watch Paul. He did enjoy that one. And he does. He laughs every now and again at Hot Fuzz. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I think he's just in denial.
Yeah, it might be. He's trying to hide the fact that he's like part of the cool crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Paul is a movie. If anybody hasn't seen Paul, I would definitely recommend to pick it up, especially during this. And I know it was on Netflix at one point, but it's basically it's Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, and they're two guys from Europe who come over to the United States specifically to go and visit Area 51. And they run into an alien who escaped. And they're being pursued by Jason Bateman, which is even better.
And Sigourney Weaver.
Well, you don't find out. That kind of ruins it slightly. Because you don't find that out until, like, towards the end of the movie.
Listen, if you don't know that is her.
Oh, yeah, no. Her voice that comes over the radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now.
No, I know. But,
Sorry. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. No, I mean, it's not really a spoiler. It's the movie's been out for about, what, probably 10 years now?
Yeah, quite a few years, yeah.
Let's see, I have IMDb pulled up, so I'm going to go to the almighty IMDb, which IMDb is one of the greatest websites that's ever been put together, because it's so much great stuff on there, and you can watch movies from people like, oh, I didn't know he was in that, and 2011, so like it's like 9 years old.
Yeah, IMDb puts to rest a lot of arguments that Mr. Grinch and I have here, because I'm like, no, I swear to God, that's that girl from that movie, and he's like, no.
Oh shit, Simon Pegg was actually in Fable 3 as Ben Finn. He was a voice.
See that? He just got sucked into his own little circle.
Pretty much. It's bad. So.
I mean, Simon Pegg is one of the few that have been in Star Trek and Star Wars.
Yes.
Yes. And,
he's just that good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, spoiler alert, if anybody didn't know, Simon Pegg is the junk dealer in The Rise of Skywalker. I mean, The Force Awakens, thank you. So when she goes to trade with that gigantic blob behind the metal fucking cage, that is Simon Pegg in full fucking alien makeup.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's great. Kevin Smith makes a cameo, too. Thin Kevin Smith.
He's in Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, he's in the Rise of Skywalker, but it's of course thin Kevin Smith.
Thin Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, on the subject of Star Wars here, I drive my family crazy. Every New Year, I have this tradition that I do. I used to do it with my family, well, my stepfather mostly, because he's a Star Wars fan. Every New Year's, we sit down and we watch the original trilogy.
Three.
Yes, the original trilogy.
Yes.
I go through all of them for New Year's. So,
yeah. That used to be a Christmas thing with my one uncle. It was, we would go into his room after dinner, and all the kids would all watch. We would all watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
So it was like the big thing. It was like
always on TV at Christmas.
That's why.
Yes,
yep.
It was.
So it was like it was the greatest thing, because Christmas was like March of the Wooden Soldiers during the day, Babes in Toyland, and then at night after dinner you would watch. You would watch Star Wars, then you would watch Empire Strikes Back, and then you would watch Return of the Jedi when they were all on.
Yeah, my kids tell me just to call them when the Ewoks are on. You know, and then the other thing that I have to stop being such an animated parent sometimes, well, maybe not, it makes their upbringing great, but I definitely chase them around the house making the tauntaun noise.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can make that noise in the back of my throat, and yeah. But then they want me to do it when their friends are over. Mom, do that thing.
Do that thing. Mom. Mom.
Do that thing.
Mom's not here.
I'm not chasing your friend around making the tauntaun noise. Yeah. No.
So, but no, you, everybody needs to realize that those movies are great. And Simon Pegg is such a great actor. And he's so versatile.
I watched Run, Fat Boy, Run, and I loved it.
That movie's funny too. Yeah, yeah. I had to watch that one day, and I was like, oh, this actually is pretty funny. But another couple good movies are, and I did, Mr. Fitz, I did update my list of Mel Brooks movies on the last episode. So this way, I redeemed myself by including Young Frankenstein, because of course I forgot like a fucking idiot. But three more good movies to watch during this would be Gross Point Blank. If anybody hasn't seen John Cusack as an assassin who goes back to his high school reunion, you have to watch it. It's hilarious. Because
he keeps calling your therapist.
Yeah, he keeps calling therapist. Yeah. I know where you live. Martin, you should have done that. What? But Gross Point...
Just a side...
Yeah, Gross...
Just a side note. Sorry, Brian, cut you off. Just a side note on John Cusack, you know, from, like, the 80s. Yes. I'm sorry. He totally killed the romantic thing for all you guys. None of you guys can pull John Cusack moves. Like, you just can't. I'm
oh,
sorry.
What? Say anything with the radio over his head?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Don't
what,
you...
What was the name of the movie? It was him and Demi Moore in the boat race.
Him. Oh, One Crazy Summer?
Yes.
Yeah, One Crazy Summer with the uncle who's listening to the radio show and then breaks out the rocket launcher and blows up the guy broadcasting from the beach. Oh, I'm sorry. I just ruined the ending for everybody.
Is that the same one with the paper boy who's always like, "Hey, mister, I want my $2.
No, I want my $5.
There's another Cusack movie, I think, but also with the mom who's like, "It's got raisins in it. You like raisins."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I know that movie, though, because it's just funny. And he is
Bobcat in it.
Yeah.
Bobcat Goldthwait's
in it.
Were you that fat kid?
Yeah. Was that High Fidelity?
I might I'm not sure. I have to look it up, but I have a great love for Cusack, so
John and Joan.
Yep.
His sister.
And Joan. I love Joan Cusack, too.
That's Gross Point Blank, which is great, because she plays his secretary.
She
sets the place on fire. Yeah. She's got a cigarette hanging in her mouth. She's dousing everything. He goes, I got a present for you. It's under your desk. And she takes out the big square shrink wrap thing of money. Sir, thank you, sir. I won't forget you, sir.
Oh, God.
So... But yeah, Martin Q. Blank.
There's so many good movies.
I'm going home, Doc, and home was a convenience store.
There's empty.
Yeah, he was in Grifters, Fat Man and Little Boy, Say Anything, 8 Men Out, Tap Heads, One Crazy Summer, Hoops McCann.
One Crazy Summer.
Yep. He was in Stand By Me too.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
I don't remember that.
Denny Lancehead.
Huh.
Yeah. Or Denny LaChance.
Huh. I'll have to check that out. Although I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
Yeah. I don't remember. And it's funny because he's young in One Crazy Summer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was filmed in the same year.
That's funny.
So, or it was released in the same year. So, summer school. I'm now, of course, you get the, I love, this is why I love IMDb, because you look up one movie. So I just pulled up the stuff for One Crazy Summer to get the movie poster. And as you scroll down the page, it's like more like this. So it's things like Better Off Dead, The Sure Thing, Summer School with Mark Harmon.
God, I remember that movie.
Summer Rental. So it's just really funny how they rope you into watching other movies. So it's great. So if anybody wants to watch a good movie while they're stuck in the house, watch a couple like older movies from the 80s and just realize how bad everything in the 80s really was. Between hair color and wigs and clothing, you know, because they're trying to transition. A lot of people are still transitioning from the 70s. So you got guys in like button-down shirts with like vests with bell bottoms in some movies. But every 80s movie usually is about, which I've noticed, is somebody, usually the main character, is trying to go out, date, have sex with, or turning around and trying to have some kind of relationship with somebody.
Take Stripes.
Stripes is another great movie.
I was actually watching that on TV the other day.
I watch it.
Funny enough, with my mom. And because we were both like, "Oh, that's a good movie," not paying attention to what channel it's on.
Oh.
And my nephew was sitting with his ears plugged, playing on his iPad on the couch.
Thank God.
And you see John Larroquette start looking through the telescope at the
Shower.
Showering. And my mom and I looked at each other and went, "What channel are we watching this on?"
Yeah, yeah. Or when
you used to see the censored versions on TV.
Yeah.
The full-on version. We were like, we forgot this was in there.
Yeah, that was like we were watching The Matrix. And I didn't, of course, you know, now when it's on some kind of regular broadcast network, in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen is their logo. But because you've watched so much shit, you kind of ignore it. And it gets to that point where you turn around and we were watching it. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh, I can't watch it anymore. They cut out like or modified all of the good lines in the end towards the end of the movie, and I'm going, no, I can't watch this anymore. Because I was waiting for the whole gun scene.
Watch like Die Hard on regular TV.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't work.
It just doesn't.
Watch it to laugh.
Yeah. But yeah, the scene with Ox in the strip in the mud wrestling strip club, when John Candy is in the fucking mud wrestling and he's ripping the bras off or the bikinis off of the fucking strippers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh wait, I forgot this was in there. So, I mean, it's funny because I'm looking through this list. You figure, let's see. Harold Ramis, dead.
John Candy.
John Candy's dead. John Larroquette's still alive.
What's his name?
Is Judd...
Judd Nelson or whatever?
Judd Reinhold?
That's it.
Is he... Did he's he pass still, away?
No, no I think he's still alive.
He's still alive, yeah. Yeah, no, he's, I mean, he's in a bunch of great movies, Beverly Hills Cop, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you know, he's a great, another good actor, but he's transitioned from the 80s into now and stuff, and, but he always, almost always plays the same character.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, movies.
I just remember, like I said, we started watching that movie, and you see all the different actors come out. We were like, I forgot he was in this.
Yeah. But that's a lot of 80s movies, though, 70s and 80s movies. A lot of them are like, oh, yeah, no, it's like this guy's in it and that guy's in it. And at the time, they were really nobodies. They were coming out off of SCTV and Saturday Night Live. And
right. Like, one of the guys in Stripes is Dave Thomas.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's great. That's hilarious. But yeah, you have, so many people in this who are just, were at the time, they were just coming out, just getting big, because then, you know, you got to think about it. Now here's, of course, again, the more like this, Caddyshack, Fletch, The Three Amigos, The Great Outdoors, which is another good... John Candy and Bill and Dan Aykroyd movie.
Mm-hmm.
But another good thing is the other good movie to watch would be the original two Ghostbusters movies.
Yes.
So Ghostbusters 1 and 2, which are they're classics. I mean, they're classic movies to watch, especially at times like this, because it's just funny to see, you know, these people who go around and just they come up with these ideas, and it's four guys who are just big into comedy. And I mean, everybody knows that Ernie Hudson went on to become, in all the shit that he's been in, he was the fucking warden in Oz. So he is literally one of those guys, and I just love this thing from Stripes too. I think we lost Jinx for right now.
Yeah.
think the little ones were getting a little out of hand. But then, I mean, Bill Murray's another guy who went into just, he was in like really oddball shit here and there. Life Aquatic, you know, he was in Rushmore.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day's another classic movie with him in it. Scrooge. But yeah, yeah, he's coming, and he's going to be in. He's resuming Dr. Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters Afterlife. So, now I'm wondering, they pushed that out. It says 2020. Did they push it back? No, July 10th.
So, yeah, but it all depends on what's going on. I'm sure they'll probably end up delaying it.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a lot of stuff that got delayed.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe they pushed off. Whatchamacallit, till next year. The next Fast and Furious movie. Like, why would you wait a whole year? Is it...
I guess that way they have a better chance of saying, all right, everything's going to be done, over with, we'll be back to normal by then.
Yeah, but my whole thing is, like, there's so much shit Marvel and Marvel-wise coming out next year.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe they're hoping that production will get delayed on those and they'll get pushed.
No, everything supposedly still Spider-Man, Venom. Venom is supposed to be out what? Venom 2, I think, is coming out next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have Wonder Woman 84, which is expected August, you know. I don't know, maybe that's why, because they pushed Black... I think they pushed Black Widow back.
I believe I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, they pushed Black Widow back to, I think, like, June or July. And, yeah, they took all the postings down for it, because it used to say it was coming May 1st, and they pushed it back. Because they still have the old picture up for the old for the movie poster. Okay. So in little tiny print, I can see it says May 1st. And now they're talking about pushing it back until, whatchamacallit, like June or July. So, and Morbius is another one that is coming out. July 31st, yeah. They're saying it's going to be out. Which is great.
You got Bond delayed.
Yeah, Bond got delayed. Pretty much everything, if it didn't get delayed, it's getting pushed back. Did you know they were making a Monster Hunter movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I
think it's got...
Mila Jovovich is going to be in it.
Yeah, there's somebody else in it, too.
I'm pulling up the listing right now on IMDb. This is why I love IMDb. Yeah, so let's see. So Mila Jovovich, Tony Jaa, The Hunter, T.I.
No, it was Tony Jaa.
Yeah.
Because they showed two posters, and it's each of their characters.
Ah. Yeah, this one's Mila Jovovich with the gigantic dragon, with that gigantic bone sword, which looks kind of cool.
Did you ever play the Monster Hunter World?
Yes. Yes, I've actually crafted that, so.
Nice. I don't remember how far I got into that one.
I didn't get that far. I literally got to craft that sword, and I think I stopped playing after that.
My problem was I think something else came out that I was waiting for, and I started playing that, and then I never went back.
Yeah, that happens a lot. So, but we're at 52 minutes and 33 seconds. But the highlight of tonight is going to be we're actually going to play our D&D finally, because we had a hiccup, not last weekend, the weekend before we had a hiccup. And then last weekend was the first weekend where pretty much we were told to not be in large groups of people, and so we decided to try out the video aspect, and we had a couple people who couldn't make it for miscellaneous reasons because of they had to work late or whatever, and we just basically goofed off for 4.5 hours on video chat, seeing how it would work. Yeah, everybody's got to work and shit. Meanwhile, we're up till midnight goofing off, sending fucking YouTube videos back and forth. So, do you have anything else good, sir?
Just can't wait to get into the game.
Yep, so...
I've never been level 10 before.
You've never been... Really? Level 10? I've been level 10.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, I've never been level 10.
Usually the games I used to play constantly, I don't remember what level we usually got. It was more about the story, and I really never paid attention. I don't remember what level I ever got to.
Yeah, I know in D&D we never got to level 10. I think the closest I got to is And I have my old character sheets from high school, and one of the only character sheets pulled at the highest level, he was like level 7. But in Rifts, my Rifts character that I have, he's level 15. But specifically with them, it was because we started at level 10. Because you had no choice, because...
I found old Dragon magazines and stuff, and in some of them I found these item cards from when I went to, in Tinton Falls, there was a D&D role-playing convention, where some floors were LARPing, or if you signed up for certain games, you would go to certain rooms and you would just play D&D.
Yeah.
And they gave you items and they signed them over to you and everything. So they're like legit official items. And I found these cards and I was like, oh, I forgot about these. These are cool.
Yeah. It's great to forget about stuff and then all of a sudden you go, oh shit, I just found this. And that's how I found a lot of my shit was I had a gigantic Tupperware container full of the old my old D&D books and my old Rifts books. And Rifts is a long defunct game, pretty much, for anybody who doesn't know, from a company called Palladium Games. But supposedly it got bought out by Wizards now, or by another company, and they're actually starting to put out more stuff under that works with the Pathfinder series. Nice. And this way you can kind of convert between Pathfinder and Rifts, the original Rifts catalog. But it's by the original author, which is great. I don't know if he's doing it himself, but supposedly he waited until the trademark lapsed for Palladium so that he could get it back. And he's starting to put new stuff out. And it's small little volumes, but it's like his website. I'm not sure where it is. But you can go on any of the TGR and... what's the other site that I was on? One of the other boards for the for role playing. Somebody had a post in there, but you can go on any of those and look it up and link to his site. But yeah, Rifts is an awesome game because it's like fucking in the future, big fucking mechs and shit and all kinds of weird stuff. It's good. It's like anybody who's familiar with the old Shadowrun franchise, that's pretty much what Rifts was like, and that's what drew me into it so much. But I can't wait till we get a lull in this, or our DM wants to take a break, because I cannot wait to start one of those campaigns up. That will be a mind fuck for everybody.
Put it this way, I remember when I was first learning how to do like D&D and stuff, the guy that was always running the games, he also had GURPS.
Oh yeah, GURPS.
Like old school, it was D&D mixed with like superpowers.
Yep. Yeah, there was GURPS, and then there was another D&D one too. Oh fuck, I can't even remember. But it was something else, and it mixed in like a lot of other shit. But it's what Pathfinder kind of evolved into,
right?
From what I heard, because Pathfinder is like a mix of like D&D and Rifts and Mech Warrior and Warhammer and fucking Robotech.
I watched Critical Role and they started in their home game playing Pathfinder.
Yeah.
And then when they decided to start streaming, like years and years ago, they decided to convert over to D&D 5th edition just for the more simplistic rules.
Yeah. Which the greatest thing about Rifts and D&D and all that is the rules for the most part can be modified, which is nice. And everything with Rifts is very simplistic. And somebody actually, which is great, put up a new starter thing saying, "Hey, we modified the rules to be with 5th edition and D20 to streamline it a little bit to make it a lot easier, because before." Rifts was just ridiculous with shit, where you could, it was kind of like playing Fallout,
right?
With the VAT system, but it was before the VAT system came out, and anybody who doesn't know what VAT stands for, it's a variable attack targeting system. Basically, what you could do is in Fallout is pinpoint a specific piece of or body part on a person or a creature or armor. Rifts had the same philosophy, but they didn't have a name for it. It was just there. You would roll, pick a target, and probability is how they used to use it. So you'd have to roll a D6, and the DM would make a decision, would be like, you know, one through three, you get this, and people just took it out of the equation because it was a pain in the ass. instead of, because it would be called, all of them would be called shots, and you'd have to, you know, it was ridiculous with like the math and the rolling, and I was like, you know, okay, I got to roll 13 dice in order to get one shot off. And now it's, they dumbed it down to where initiative, you basically call your shot if you're doing an aim, and it's a skilled shot. And then you, the person, other person, or the DM, if it's a PC, NPC, will roll to see if they roll a saving throw. You know, they could dodge or whatever, but it's dumbed down a little bit. It's not as complicated. But, yeah, so at 60 minutes. So, all right, well, that's pretty much it for, you got it, nothing else? Just ready to pretty much roll. All right. I will get with everybody else. Thank you for your time, Mr. Fitz. I will see you in a few. All right. Later, dude. All right, everybody. So that was Miss Jinx, and Mr. Fitz joined us on this episode of the In the Mind of Madness. Recipes for this week. I don't really have anything prepared. So I'm actually going to, what I'm going to do for this is, unfortunately, like I said, I don't have anything prepared recipe-wise this week because it's been a little crazy with stuff, and it's been nutty trying to figure stuff out, and people I know having to go get tested and stuff like that because we've had a scare in our side of the world. So, but as far as we know, everybody's okay. Find out in a couple of days if, a couple of tests come back and find out what that is. But anyway, we are all here. This has been In the Mind of Madness. Hope you guys really enjoy. You all stay safe, wash your hands, make sure you're wearing masks if you have them, 6 feet away for social distancing. And from us to you, everybody be safe, and we all got to work together to kind of get through this, follow the rules, and everybody will be good. So thank you everybody from around the world for listening, Australia, France, Canada, Germany, England, the UK, and everybody in the US. Thank you very much. I'm trying to do, like I said, try to do weekly. As long as we're still in quarantine, you might get another episode during the week, Monday or Tuesday, depending on what's going on and, how crazy it gets around here. So anyway, this has been Mr. Black. This has been In the Mind of Madness. I want to thank my two guests, Miss Jinx and Mr. Fitz, and, I will catch you guys on the flip side.